In the late 90s, the city of New London, Connecticut, tried to force Suzette Kilo to sell her modest home on the seacoast, making way for a private development it said would generate tax revenue.
It's eminent domain. They can take your home, they can take your land. It's perfectly legal.
Kilo's 8-year battle went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, where she lost the case and eventually her little pink house. But the use of eminent domain by government entities, where property owners refused to sell an easement, was crafted for roads and true public utility right-of-way conditions, says David Purry, the Blue Ridge Land Conservancy's executive director and co-sponsor of tonight's 7:15 screening.
It was never really intended to facilitate these massive, unprecedented interstate natural gas pipelines, simply because those weren't even on anyone's radar when the law was passed.
After tonight's one-time showing at the Grandin, a panel discussion on eminent domain and how it relates to the Mountain Valley Pipeline will take place. Time permitting, audience members will participate as well. Gene Morano, WFIR News.